There is some good news on the economic front today. New weekly unemployment claims fell to 360,000, marking a new low since the pandemic ripped through the economy more than a year ago. Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke about jobs this morning before the Senate Banking Committee. He was on Capitol Hill for the second of 2 days of testimony before Congress.
Job gains should be strong in coming months as public health conditions continue to improve and as some of the other pandemic-related factors currently weighing them down diminish.
NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley has been listening to Powell's testimony, and he joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Good to be with you, Peter.
These new unemployment numbers were pretty timely for Powell as he talks about the economy and Fed policy. Put those numbers into context for us.
Yeah, the weekly claims data have been showing improvement for several weeks now. As you say, state claims were down to 360,000 last week. That was a drop of about 26,000 from the previous week. Claims under the special federal program for gig workers and the self-employed were also down to about 96,000. And if you look at the total number of people who are collecting any form of unemployment, during the week of June 26th, that fell to 13.8 million, down about 370,000 from the previous week. What that shows is both that there's been an improvement in the job market and more people finding work. It also reflects the fact that a number of states have now prematurely ended the special pandemic unemployment benefits, and so that's showing up in the decline in the total number of people getting help as well.
And at the same time, inflation has reached its highest level in 13 years. Lawmakers have been pressing Powell on the recent spike in prices that we're all paying at the grocery store and at the gas station. It seems like his overall message is that this inflation will be temporary, but how is he backing that up?
Well, you're right. We are seeing higher prices at the grocery store and the gas station, but we're really seeing them at the used car lot. The price of used cars was up more than 10% between May and June. And it's been a big contributor to the overall inflation. It accounts for about a third of overall inflation during that month. And that's really a byproduct of the problem we've seen with semiconductors in the new car market. So a lot of people are buying used cars who ordinarily would like to buy a new car, and that's pushing up the price. And it's that kind of bottleneck throughout the economy that's really, at least in the Fed's view, driving this surge in inflation. What we're seeing is that demand has come back very strongly as more people have gotten vaccinated and they're shopping and traveling and doing the things they couldn't do during the worst of the pandemic. And businesses are just having trouble ramping up to keep pace with that. And that's a recipe for higher prices. The Fed believes that as businesses catch up and as some of that sort of pent-up demand, that surge in demand returns to more normal levels, we should see these prices and price hikes revert to something close to the Fed's long-term target of 2%.
Why don't we hear from Senator Bill Hagerty, a Republican from Tennessee, who spoke earlier this morning.
People in Tennessee are seeing their buying power eroded like never before, and they don't see this as transitory.
So how is Powell responding to a concern like that, and what do lawmakers want the Fed to do, if anything?
Well, there's certainly no question that Republicans in Congress and Republicans on the campaign trail hope to make a political issue of this. It's, the Biden administration is getting generally good marks for their handling of the economy, but Republicans hope to use higher inflation as sort of a cudgel against the Biden administration. They are suggesting that this higher levels of inflation are a result of the congressional spending, and they're hoping to head off additional spending that the White House is pushing for. What the Fed is keeping a close eye on are inflation expectations, because if people do come to think that prices are just going to keep climbing, then they will demand higher wages, and businesses might keep raising prices to pay those higher wages, and you could get into a 1970s-style spiral. That's not what the Fed says they're seeing right now. And certainly if you look at the bond market, it doesn't look as if investors who are betting with their own money expect those price hikes to continue indefinitely. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen did an interview with NPR this morning where she said, look, it's not something that's going to be resolved in a month or two. So temporary doesn't mean it's going to go – prices are going to level off, next week or next month, but maybe by the end of the year, we should see a return to more normal pricing levels.
Another issue that is a lot of people concerned is the price of housing. What did we hear from Chairman Powell on that issue today?
Well, it's certainly true that housing prices have been going up. That's a result of both strong demand. You know, a lot of people who've been spending more time at home have decided they want a little more space. Maybe they want to be have a little more yard or whatnot. So there is strong demand. There's not a lot of housing on the market, and so prices have certainly been going up. And with interest rates at really rock-bottom levels, that's enabled more people to spend more for housing. That's really challenging for people who are trying to get into the market for the first time, but it's not directly a factor in the inflationary numbers that we're seeing.
Yeah. All right. NPR Chief Economics Correspondent Scott Horsley, thank you so much.
Always good to talk to you, Peter.